So I remember those last few weeks of pregnancy Googling frantically, like, what do I bring to the hospital? What do I have in my house? What do I have anywhere? So I'm doing a three-part series this week, next week, and the following week about how to prepare for having a baby. And today's episode is going to be about what you need to bring with you to the hospital in order to prepare for birth. So I hope you really enjoy, and I can't wait to see you soon for the next in this series. Am I a bad mom if? Do they know how to do this? Should I know how to do this? Why does it always seem to come so easy to everybody else? Well, hello and welcome to the New Mom Naturopath Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kaylin Galloway, and I'm here to help you navigate the roller coaster ride of motherhood and to help conquer the mental load of postpartum. My goal is to help you to stop panic Googling, finding judgy Facebook groups, and to start to become the mother you've always dreamed you could be. In this podcast, I aim to adopt the naturopathic principle of docere, which means to teach. None of this information should be considered medical advice. As always, before you make any changes to your healthcare regimen, always consult your personal doctor. Ooh, recording half the podcast and then realizing that your mic isn't really hooked up and you're talking to no one. So here goes nothing. I wanted to make this quick announcement first, is that my podcast is going to be going to once a week recordings for a couple of probably a month, that's what I'm guessing. So 4 weeks, you only hear from me once a week, and it'll be released on Monday mornings. And that's because I'm going to be doing a lot of research on the side, trying to build out really amazing content that's going to really help you dig to the point of actually overcoming your anxiety and stress over becoming a mother. I wanted to make sure that you're able to get real amazing response for how this podcast affects you and helps you become the mom that you've wanted to become. Worry less, feel less guilty, feel more proud of who you are as a mom, and also to ultimately spend the time in postpartum enjoying the transitions that occur as you learn who this new child is and you learn who this new person is as yourself. Because I feel like it's this big, we talk about you giving birth to a child and you developing that relationship, but you're learning who you are again, and it's kind of like a rebirth for mom. And so I really wanted to make sure that I give this podcast the time it needs to be able to support you and help you become who you want to be. Today's episode, we're going to be focusing on a couple weeks before that period. I wanted to talk to you about preparing for the hospital, as I know some of you who are super anxious are already listening about postpartum, trying to get more information, trying to figure out what hacks you can have in place, how you can handle things. And so the next couple weeks, what I really want to focus on is just those before you go into labor, what are the things that you can do to prepare? What are things you can have around the house that can make you more at peace about this transition into a new mom? Because the reality is, until you go through it, there's nothing that you really can do to prepare. It's really unfortunate. I'd love for you to just listen to a podcast and be like, I got this. Anyway. So preparing for the hospital, I think it's really important that you first don't plan on staying there very long. I think in my hospital, if you have a natural labor, you're there for a day. And then if you are going in for a C-section, you're there for 3 days in total, including the day that you arrived. So it's 72 hours from the day you are admitted. And so I was admitted on a Friday at like 4 o'clock. And they let me leave at, I think, Sunday is when I came home, which really isn't 3 days, but it felt like plenty of time, but never enough time. Because you walk out of the hospital being like, okay, when are they all coming with me? How am I going to do this on my own? But just know that you're not going to be at the hospital this crazy amount of time. You don't need more than a couple of things. And I would say changes of clothes for you. I probably do one or two outfits. One of those outfits being your going home outfit. If you have a C-section and you want to not wear a hospital gown the whole time, then bring another set of clothes just in case. It is important to note that you will be bleeding for a lot of the time that you're in the hospital, and so know that it might get on clothes. So just keep that in mind in the clothes that you choose. Don't wear white. Wear something with easy access to the breasts if you're going to be nursing, but just keep what you absolutely need. You don't really need to pack underwear. They're going to provide that at the hospital. You don't need to pack diapers for yourself or baby because they're going to provide that at the hospital. I should say this with a caveat. Always check with your hospital of what they're actually going to provide and not. You don't need a blanket because at least in my hospital, they gave us like a bunch of blankets. You want a really, really long phone charger because you never know where the outlets are going to be. In a hospital setting, you don't know how far away it's going to be from the bed to get one that's not already in use. And this is true. The more interventions that you have, the more plugs that will be used. So the less likely the plug will be near you because other things are going to be feeding or needing electricity. So a really long, I would suggest a 10-foot cord. I also got a 10-foot cord as well as an extension that had like multiple USB outlets, which now seems archaic because we've got USB-C, but anyway, I made sure that I had at least 10, if not 13 feet of cord so that I could literally walk anywhere, and I still, even if my phone was about to die, I still had the ability to use my phone when I needed it. Now, I had a C-section, so I didn't walk very far. I mean, for a good 8 hours, I couldn't move, so there's that, but it was always a good idea. The third thing is gonna be something to wake up your husband while you're there. And this sounds really funny, but the hardest part after I got done with my C-section is that Orion would wake up, you know, every 1 to 2 hours wanting food, wanting snuggles, you know, really cold, whatever it was. And I still couldn't really get up on my own. I still couldn't really move. I didn't have full ability to like feel everything yet. And so I would have to like, and then plus there's like a gigantic hole in my belly. So like there's that. But I would have to like throw random things at my husband. And so getting like a bell or getting like a thing where you could just like throw darts at him, like those Nerf guns. That's probably what I would bring next time because he would fall asleep and I wouldn't be able to wake him. And I didn't want to scream. And I never really think about calling the nurse button, but sometimes I did. But something to wake up your husband, because they're going to pass out, and because their ability to sleep through crying babies is something of another world, you won't be able to wake them up without assistance. So always bring that. And then while we're talking about him, he's going to be on a very uncomfortable bed, which will probably make him in a really bad mood. But that's okay, because he still will find a way to sleep. But he'll probably need a blanket and pillows because usually they don't provide them, or if they do provide them, they're pretty crappy blankets and pillows. So just know that. You obviously want to bring toiletries. That I didn't really bring makeup. Some women love to do makeup, but you know, I was in a C-section, so I couldn't really move and I had no desire to do my makeup. None whatsoever. So that didn't come with me, but things like face wash and mouthwash and gum and floss and toothbrush, toothpaste, those kind of things, as well as deodorant, were all really, really important because you get really smelly after birth. Like, it must be a pheromone thing of making sure that the baby can find where your nipples are, because I swear, the stench, I can't even, so gross, but you'll want deodorant. That's all I'm saying. And not that, like, natural essential oils only kind, like, I don't necessarily want to say get the ones with aluminum, but get the ones that actually work. That's what I'm going to say. I really like, this is off tangent, but I really like, I think it's Dove. Was it Dove? No, it's Secret. It's Secret. They have an aerosol aluminum-free one. It actually is, the like third ingredient is cannabis, which is funny to me. It's cannabis oil, so it's basically just like CBD. But like, it works really well. No aluminum. So that's like a tip. Maybe it works for you. Anyway, always bring snacks. Hospital food is great, despite what people say. The one I went to had really good food. And I was finally not on a gestational diabetes diet, so I could eat whatever the hell I wanted. So, you know, there was that. And I had a bunch of things on my list of, like, I am craving this. The first thing was ice cream, so obviously I couldn't bring that in my bag, but I knew that I was going to be able to eat whatever I wanted after I gave birth. because my blood sugar, as soon as I got my blood sugar back, like we did a test after I gave birth, it was fine. No longer a problem. So my mother-in-law ordered me a birthday cake that was ice cream cake from Cold Stone, and it was so stinking delicious. It was so good. And I absolutely loved every bit of that. But I also brought snacks that I knew I was going to crave because I'd been craving them this whole time and wasn't allowed to eat them because they just spiked my blood sugar. So like crackers and bread and bagels and all kinds of delicious things that I had been staying away from for my baby's health. And now he was outside of me. So my own health went in the way yard for like 30 minutes after they like said, yes, you can finally eat. They said, they gave me the clear to eat and offered me this really gross meal that I didn't get to pick for what I wanted because I was in surgery during the time they come around to do the room orders for food. And so they gave me this generic disgusting food and I ate it because, like, you know, I was starving. I hadn't eaten in 18 hours, so like food was great. And then my husband walks in with the cake and I was like, yes, let's go to town. It melted in their fridge. I feel really bad about that. I didn't eat it all. It was a small cake, but I didn't eat it all. And it melted all over the fridge. So, yeah, that was fun. Anyway, the last thing I'm going to say to bring is Bluetooth speakers so that you can play music. And the caveat with this, too, is that I would make multiple different playlists dependent on mood. So I would make a really high vibe playlist that has a lot of moves that are like gonna make you move around, gonna help you to be active, gonna help you to be like, I can do this, I can get through this, I can go for it. And then ones that are gonna calm you down, ones that are gonna support you during those times where you just wanna cry. Like I have crying playlists. I have crying playlists. I have crying movies. Now you probably need those during certain portions of labor. Like just think of bringing a couple of playlists, a couple of podcasts, a couple of things that are gonna help you calm down. I also recommend listening or taking a peek at Gentle Birth, which is an app that is, I mean, usually it's done throughout the entire pregnancy, but you can start it at any point. But it's a hypnobirthing app, and it actually helps you relax and has meditations to help you relax during labor and to like go with the flow of how your body naturally wants to give birth and go into labor. So highly recommend those to have as a way to help you calm down. Now, also know that if you put something on your playlist, it could always be the song that your child's born to. So like, you know, be mindful. It could be something you don't want to remember your child by, you know? It could be something really amazing, but you know, always something to know. You might not even hear it, so like, it doesn't matter, but still, those are the things I'd bring. I would keep it very light. I would keep it very simple, easy, go with the flow, not hard. Not as if you have to carry a million and a half things, leave a car seat in the car until you really need to go get it. Like, minimal. And if you want to have backup crap in your car that you just send your husband to the car a million times to go get, do that. But don't bring it all in the hospital. Like, it's just, I mean, you want minimal. You want to stress. There's already going to be a ton of crap in there because you're in a hospital. Like, even if you don't want any sort of interventions, there's going to be a ton of stuff in the room just by the nature of it being a hospital. So keep your stuff to a minimum. Make it your own. Make it homey. Make it as peaceful as you can. Have scents that you bring, like essential oils that you can bring that you can sniff, or have a personal diffuser that you can use because they usually don't like you to do it all over the hospital. Have pictures that you can look at that can help make create peace. Give yourself a video that you on your phone that you watch to help you calm down. Like, there are meditation apps that you can download to help you meditate during the process, just like the Gentle Birth app, but there's a couple of others as well. So, you know, there isn't one way to do this. But also, I think the question when you're packing your bag for the hospital is, what is the minimum I need in order to be at peace with a situation that's going to be high stress that I need to calm myself down during? I don't need to force myself to feel anything, but I need to be able to relax every single muscle in my body in order for this to actually happen the way it's supposed to happen. And that was like not, there was no, when I said the way it was supposed to happen, it's like, that wasn't like a, there's one way birth has to happen and there's no other way. Like, come on, y'all, I had a C-section. That crap was scheduled because I was tired after 8 weeks of contractions every day. So I was done. They were like, get him out of me. Like, yesterday, please. But what I will say is that looking back at how my last few months of pregnancy went, a lot of it, I do think, was a mindset issue. Not to say I wasn't in real pain, not to say that I wasn't suffering, not to say that it wasn't awful to experience the feelings that I went through, but that I was so ready to be done. I was pushing myself to be in a place that I didn't need to be yet. And so my body was acting where I was, my body was acting in a way that said, okay, you want me to do this? We'll do it. We're not ready, but we don't have all the things. We don't have all the juice. We don't have all the substance, but I'll try. And so I got the worst of both worlds, you know, pain and no progress. And so while I don't think that I necessarily should have had alterations in how my body went, I do think a lot of what I went through would have been different had I looked at my life a little bit differently, had I looked at my symptoms a little differently, had I been a little bit less, you know, determined to be done. Part of that was I was really wanting chocolate and carbs and to stop having to poke myself with needles every day. And so there's ways that that really couldn't have gotten better. But the process of giving birth was so scary to me. And the fact that it ended with this really elusive, unknown time of postpartum that everyone says is awful. I was already suffering, and to already suffer and go through more suffering. I just wanted to get through it. I just wanted to go through it. You know, I knew it was going to be hard because it's hard for everyone. And also, I had like double the hardness is what it felt like, though I know people have had worse postpartum experiences than me. But with my son's treatment, I knew that the postpartum was not going to be the way I wanted it to be. It was going to be the way it had to be, but it wasn't going to be what I wanted. So I knew going in that it was going to be rough. And I just wanted to get there. I just wanted to get to the point where the unknown wasn't unknown anymore. And I rushed it. So it's a little off topic. I gabbed a little bit. I can do that sometimes. But theme of today, keep it minimal, keep it light. Do what is going to bring you comfort, not what is going to overwhelm you or cause you stress. So if you want to bring something, I always question of like, in my worst moment of my life, would I want this present with me? You know, would this comfort me? Not to say that childbirth is going to be the worst moment, but it is going to be a challenge, unlike any other challenge you've experienced. So I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions, go ahead and find me on Instagram. It's drkitelynegalloway and Galloway. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening to the New Mom Naturopath Podcast. I really hope you learned something and grew during this episode. If you could leave me a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, that'd be so helpful for me. If you have any questions, email me at admin@thenewmomnaturopath.com.